Simon Ellis, the winner of Toe and Doe, is a bit of a surprise, but John Blacker thinks he has a future.
Yeah, it was a bit of a surprise. We thought this would be a bit short for him today and first up. But it was a bit of a surprise, but a good one at that, and hopefully he can develop with more racing.
Well, $10 each way would have been a pretty handy result. It was $63
each. We weren't overly confident. I think a few people had a few speculative bets, but yeah.
All right, now obviously we'd heard the Remy Trenchell say that the horse is a little bit immature still, a lot to learn, but probably has a potential as a stayer maybe.
Yeah, well, that's the hope, so we'll see how he progresses as he gets over more ground.
All right, now eBred Syndications, your business, this is the one of those
products? Yeah, this is one of those. Yeah, this is so the first winner. We've got a couple that only have had a couple of starts. And
who are they?
We've got Live to Win and Scatilla. They've only had a couple of starts, and we've got a three-year-old and two-year-olds that obviously haven't raced yet. So,
all right, well, the business is going quite well. You've got to start somewhere, and yeah, when you're getting winners, irrespective of what odds, it's always good for the business.
Yeah, it's always good, and it's been a long time coming, so now we can move on from here, hopefully.
Do you have most or all of your horses with John Blacker?
I've got three with John, two with Jason Clifford, and one with Troy Blacker, so I've spread them around a bit.
All right, Brendan, well, congratulations.
Thanks very much.
Let's hope we can have some more.
Yeah, thank you.